In 2006, Chen Guangcheng, a blind human rights activist from rural China, was thrown in jail. He'd sued the government for its brutal enforcement of China's one-child policy, and now they were cracking down. Guangcheng spent 7 years in detention. It seemed like he would never be free. Until one day, he escaped.
We are going to begin with what could be the worst diplomatic crisis between the U.S. and China in more than 30 years.
Chinese activist Chen Guangcheng is said to be seeking refuge at the U.S. Embassy in Beijing after he disappeared from his home on Sunday.
And after a few very dramatic weeks, Guangcheng arrived in the United States. Here, he was greeted with a hero's welcome.
A moment of jubilation and liberation for Chen Guangcheng. A New York moment, too, with flashbulbs and well-wishers and their wholehearted support.
Suddenly, Guangcheng found himself living in New York, being treated like a celebrity. For so many people, Guangcheng was a symbol for freedom and democracy across the world. He gave speeches. He accepted human rights awards.
You say it's natural to want to speak out against evil, but many people remain silent. Why do you think you must be very courageous?
And then all that fame subsided. It seemed like Guangcheng had settled into a quieter life here in the States. Until one day, the spotlight picked him back up in maybe the last place we expected him to be.
Greetings. My name is Chen Guangcheng.
The 2020 Republican National Convention.
Standing up to tyranny is not easy, I know. So does President Trump.
And just a few months later, outside the White House, rallying with the crowd on January 6th.
Fight for Trump! Fight for Trump!
How did this happen? How did a man who stood for the rule of law end up on the side of a lawless president? Did Guangcheng change, or was he totally misunderstood from the beginning?
He was an incredibly idealistic and determined and courageous person, but he's not a pleasant human being.
Both sides were just hearing what they wanted to hear.
He was becoming a political football. Washington kept coming at him.
This is the story of how a person can become a symbol for American values and what happens to them next. I'm Allison Clayman.
I'm Colin Jones.
And I'm Yangyang Cheng.
Together, Colin, Yangyang, and I are going to find out. From Crooked Media, this is Dissident at the Doorstep. New episodes out each Saturday in the Pod Save the World feed, wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free episodes and more exclusive content, join Friends of the Pod, Crooked's new subscription community, at crooked.com/friends.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.